This show is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Network. Hi, my name is Felice Gerwitz, and I'm the host of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show. I've met some amazing godly people. The Lord put these people in my path, and I can't wait to introduce you. I invite you to connect with all of us on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network on Facebook. And now, let's get started. Well, hi and welcome. My name is Felice Gerwitz, and this is an episode of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. And today we have a spotlight that is on Jean Burke, who is today's guest. Jean is an author, a homeschool mom, and she knew that she needed about, $20,000 per year per child to attend college. And like most full-time homeschool families on a single income, that amount of money was just non-existent. Well, this mom didn't give up, and I'm so happy that she didn't, because she created a program, College Prep Genius, based upon what she learned in helping her own children succeed. And even better news is that Jean hosts a show on the topic on her very own Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network and has been on national television. And I'd like you to meet our guest, Jean Burke. Welcome, Jean.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, Jean, I am as well. And, you know, it's laughing right before we went to record because, you know, I said, I know your voice because I hear you in my living room as my kids are working through the College Prep Genius course. And so you're a familiar voice around the Gerwitz household here. Oh, gosh. And, you know, I'm excited because I'm hoping that my children will also receive not only sports scholarships, but fill in with some academic scholarships because of your program. But before we get into the nuances of your program, tell us a little bit about yourself and your family.
Well, we live in Texas, and so you might hear a little y'all there, so you have to kind of bear with me on that. My husband and I have been married for 31 years, and my daughter, Judah, she lives in L.A. She actually works for the FBI, and my son, Josh, is in Virginia in law school. So I pretty much say that I store my car here at my house because I'm traveling on the road so much. So it's, you know, I kind of live here, and my husband's kind of a bachelor a lot of times, but, you know, I'm blessed to be able to travel all around the United States as well as other countries just to share my program and to, you know, to speak to other families and encourage them that, you know, they can do this. What we did, you know, we're nobody special, but, you know, free college can happen to just about anybody. So I'm really excited about that.
And that's so great because you found that, you know, you really had a shortfall when you were looking at what college expenses were going to be for your children, and they were college bound, so especially your son with law school and your daughter as well. So, you know, how did you decide, did you just, you know, say, okay, we're going to get some books and just delve into it, or did you see a pattern as you were working with them? And some of the, you know, techniques that you share with, you know, in your program. How did that come about?
With my son Josh, probably about 12 years ago when he was in ninth grade, you know, without any money for college, my friend just kind of mentioned that there was free college based on an SAT score or a PSAT score. And I was like, wow. I mean, back then I didn't realize that colleges went up on their rankings and nationally based on their test scores. So, of course, the higher the score, the more money you get. And so with my son Josh, he was in ninth grade, and, you know, it was very helter-skelter. I mean, we bought some books at the store. You know, we went to a couple little classes locally. I mean, it was a lot of different things. Some of the stuff worked. Some of it didn't work. We started going through lots of test questions, trying to find recurring patterns. And kind of the whole thing, long story short, you know, my son Josh became a National Merit Scholar, and we literally ended up throwing away 7 trash bags full of college offers. You know, these were every day my mailbox was stuffed every day for probably about a year, full ride, free tuition, free room and board, free grad school, you know, all this amazing benefits. And then after my daughter got free college and her scholarship offers, my friends, my phones were ringing, you know, my friends were wanting to know, okay, what did y'all do, you know, to get free college? And that's when I started trying to put together, you know, a lot of stuff that we've worked on. And, of course, I was always gaining more knowledge and putting together and trying to perfect it. And that's when about 10 years ago, I wrote College Prep Genius. And, you know, I just started teaching at my home. Two or three of my homeschool friends, I kind of showed them some stuff. And that went from two or three to about 20, packed out my living room, kitchen area. And then school started calling me and asking me to come. And people started asking me to come to their different cities. And then it was their different states. And then it was different countries. And that's kind of what's been. So we've seen, you know, kids raise their SAT scores as much as 600 points. I've got lots of National Merit Scholars, even kids who've gone to Ivy Leagues for free. And the crazy thing is it all comes down to that test score.
It does. And, you know, that is something that's, you know, daunting to certain kids. And, you know, we chose not to do a lot of testing. We do evaluations, which is allowed, and every state is different with your home school, obviously. And I know a lot of people, I mean, I've recommended your course to people that are not homeschooled, that, you know, have struggled with their children scoring poorly. And so, you know, my kids at first were really concerned about this test just because we don't test a lot. And as they were going through your program, you know, they were really happy because it made sense. You know, you break it down into specifics and, you know, pretty much transcripted in their workbook, and they can follow along. And so, you know, you've made it easy. But I guess what amazes me is that, you know, it really can be compacted to some very specific things that you share. And we'll share that in the second part of your broadcast. So your son is still in law school, and you were saying that was paid for as well. So how is he able to get scholarships through to law school?
Well, since the SAT, PSAT, those type of tests are logic tests, you know, that's where misconception is. That's why a lot of smart kids, even valedictorians, bomb these tests, because it's not about how smart you are. It really is about logic and learning the recurring patterns on the test. And so when my son went to go to law school, you know, he had been out of college about 4 years. He lived in L.A., and he just, you know, he felt that the Lord was leading him to law school. You know, he took basically the types of strategies that he learned on the SAT and approached the LSAT just like a logic test. Because if you think about it, you know, when you're going to law school or med school, you know, you don't really know anything about law or medicine. That's exactly why you're going to school. So the test can't be about something specific like law or medicine, but they're really all about logic and critical thinking. And so he was able to take that information and get some real LSAT tests off the website and on the internet and use that information. And of course, the higher the LSAT score, certainly the more the colleges want you. So he got free law school from all across the United States. Same thing happened with my daughter. You know, my daughter went to grad school, and the GRE is also created by the College Board. And, of course, it's just another logic test. And so she was able to use that information to be able to do very well and you know, obviously get offered scholarships. So it really, you know, the thing about it as a homeschooling mom, you know, we teach our kids just amazing curriculum, and we really educate them, which is very, very important. But the sad thing is ultimately when it comes down to getting into college and getting scholarship money, you know, it comes down to how to take that test. And they do that because a 4.0 at one high school is not the same 4.0 at another high school, since every school weighs and calculates their scores differently. So do we homeschoolers. And so the only way a college can fairly compare, let's say, a private school student versus a homeschool or public school student is an SAT, because it levels the playing field.
Right. I love what you said in your book as well, that you were saying that, you know, we should consider that this is a job, because you were saying, you know, a lot of kids will go get a part-time job, you know, in the summer to make some extra money or put it toward college tuition. And if they treated studying for the SAT like a job and really devoted time to it, it was the same as money in the bank.
You know, that is such a good thing, because I love when people jump on that, because, you know, if you made $10 an hour working at a fast food restaurant, you know, you'd have a little bit of money and a whole lot of debt. Or you could spend several hours a day or several hours a week, you know, studying for this test and get $100,000, $200,000 scholarships. you know, I've seen it happen so many times over the last 10 years. And the thing about it is that, you know, your time, you know, is going to be spent somewhere. And the average college loan take about 20 years to be paid off after you graduate. And that's two decades of your life. And so
that's
work
crazy.
Now and be free later, you know.
Right.
You know.
Oh, that is so true. And my children have taken the first 2 weeks of their year this year in just working through the remainder of the College Prep Genius, and they've been working through it this summer. So, you know, there have been some things happening this summer that have had to put it on hold. But, you know, I'm excited that, you know, they're motivated. And there are some things that you share that I think are very unique. And one of the things that Jean does share is that the kids should print things out and do it in writing just like they would during the test, which really I wish I had known a few years ago when I bought the little app that seemed like such a cool thing for my son to do on his phone. And, you know, it really was a waste of time because he wasn't getting a lot out of it. And, you know, I think part of it is that's not how they're going to be taking the test unless at some point they move it to a digital format, you know, which could happen. But, you know, so then at that point, then, you know, Dean will say, well, just do the online version instead of printing it out. but you know, that is really a good thing so that they're practicing in the same way that they're going to be taking that test. And it's just, you know, my kids play sports, and a lot of it's rote memory. You know, it is remembering, you know, how you had your hands on that bat or, you know, what your stance was. And, you know, it's practicing it over and over again to get that memory pattern. And that's really similar to what you're doing with your course, isn't it?
Definitely. And the thing about it is, you know, kids only retain a small percentage of what they hear the first time, so they have to hear it again and again to really solidify the information so they can apply it appropriately and really learn how to internalize the strategies. And just, you know, just going through it one time, you know, you're not going to remember most of it, but getting that information and working and practicing and learning to find the patterns on the test, the crazy thing is, you know, they only give you a minute per question, but every question can be answered in 30 seconds or less. But that, again, of course, comes from practicing, knowing how to look at the questions, how to discern the wrong answer patterns, and again, being able to eliminate, you know, the wrong answers fast.
Right, and that is one of the things you do go over really well in your course. Well, we are going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Jean Burke. Are you ready to raise your SAT score hundreds of points? That is unheard of by most. But with College Prep Genius, this is a reality, and you don't have to pay thousands of dollars in SAT prep courses. To do this, Jean has an entire DVD set along with a student workbook and textbook to share the secrets of mastering each section of the SAT, critical reading, math, and writing in 12 straightforward lessons. You can find more information at collegeprepgenius.com. Well, if you're just joining us, my name is Felice Gerwitz with the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network, and this show in particular, Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show. And with me today is my special guest, Jean Burke with College Prep Genius. Before the break, Jean, we were talking about a little bit about the course, but I want to get into some more of the specifics of your course. So if someone signs up, I know that there are various ways they can do that, and one is with the home DVD course, and that is what we have. So why don't you share a little bit about that?
Okay, great. Well, what I do on the DVD is I take the students through all three sections of the test, the math, the critical reading, and the writing. And I teach them shortcuts. I teach them the strategies. I show the trick answers. And they will actually work the problems in the workbook. And then, of course, on the DVD, I'm going to go back over every single question and every single answer and not only show them why the right answers are right, but also why the wrong ones are wrong. And that way they can, you know, correct their mistakes. And so what I do, what I've done is taken, you know, the sections of the test and said, okay, now here's the thing. The average student, what they do on this test, number one, is they approach it more like an IQ or about what you know, but you have to totally take this test more like a game and realize that it's really just about logic and learning to really read the questions carefully and find out what it's really asking, because they really are designed to trick the kids. And these mm-hmm. questions are purposely misleading. I mean, the wrong answer looks very appealing, and that is why most students will fall for the wrong answer. But it really is an objective test, and there is only one right answer. And so instead of, one of the things I do is instead of showing the kids, hey, don't read the question and look for the right answer, you read the question and eliminate the four wrong answers first. And once you can discern the four wrong answer patterns that the College Board uses over and over again on every single test, then it becomes like a game. It becomes like a puzzle. And once you play this game and you win, ultimately it means big scholarship money to you.
Right. And I have to share a story of how not to do it right, but it still worked for this one student. A friend of mine was sitting, where else am I these days, Jean, at a baseball field or at a softball field, waiting for my kids or in between games. And we were at a tournament, and I was sitting with some friends, and my one friend turned to me and she goes, I don't know what I'm going to do with my son. And he also is a baseball player, and, that's all he cares about is playing baseball. And academics is not, top on his list, but he had just taken the SAT, and she had paid for a very expensive prep course. And she just said, his scores were dismal. And so I told her about, your course, and she said, why don't I just come to you first, because, she knows with us homeschooling that we have a lot of, great information and, research it, because I think that's what homeschool parents do. And so she ended up buying the course, and she texts me and she goes, well, typical child, he did it all wrong. He refused to do any of the workbook or any of the prep, but he just watched the DVDs. But he raised his score by 300 points. I thought, oh, my word. That is amazing. And isn't that? And, just because he just watched it, so can you imagine how much better he would have done if he had done, gone through? And I think he was under a time crunch because of whatever grade he was in, that he had to hurry up and take it. And I think that may have been the other part of it. But I shared with you before we went live that my daughter, second oldest daughter, she did a prep course, and after she had taken it initially, and her scores were okay, nothing fabulous, and she was able to raise it by 100 points, and I just thought, wow, what a waste of money, because it really wasn't, her scores weren't bad, she got into college, and everything was fine. But and with her grades, I found out later, which I was really upset that she could have done. In Florida, we had a thing called Bright Futures. And they've changed it all different ways now. It's not as great, but she could have, had a scholarship that I didn't even know was out there. And, it just seems like, for all of that time and effort, it's a why bother. I mean, 100 points is something, but for as much as we put into it. So it just, especially because yours is so reasonably priced. Let's go ahead and share costs. I know this is a recording, so things can go up. But, it is just a reasonably priced course at you have it at $129 on the site, and at different times it is on sale. So, I mean, that is really reasonable compared to some of these $1,000 prep classes that I know people take.
Yes, it is $99 right now online at my site at collegeprepgenius.com. And, over the years, I have met people who have spent as much as $10,000 on private tutors,
wow.
and their scores have gone down. Because what happens is a lot of these courses, they focus on a lot of content, like teaching you a mm-hmm. bunch of, math concepts and, tons and thousands of vocabulary words. But the thing is, you can't study for the SAT. It is not a content test. It's a logic test. You have to study the test itself and how the College Board writes the questions and the answers. And, you know, I've got many, many students who've received full scholarships on Bright Futures because I've taught many, many times in Florida, all over from top to bottom, from always high Tallahassee all the way down to Miami. And so I'm very familiar with that program, which is great because, you know, here in Texas, I don't know what they do with our lottery money. You know, it's not better roads or better schools. So you guys do have that very, very neat program there. But you're right. I mean, it really, the sad thing is it is all about how to take the test. And, you know, I know that's not fair to us homeschooling moms because we don't, you know, we teach our kids, you know, we want them to learn and we teach them great things. But, you know, that's the game they play, and you just have to play the game. And you have to separate the SAT and the PSAT from your academics. This is your academics. This is what you're learning. This is simply a separate game to play to get into college. You know, because, you know, your kids are going to be taking tests the rest of their lives, whether it's, you know, in college or at their job or wherever, if they want to go on to, you know, become a doctor, lawyer, engineer, you know, nurse. So test-taking strategies tend to carry on over to so many different areas. And that's one of the things I've learned over the years. It really, it's not about your IQ. You know, it is really about how to take the test.
No, and that is really true. Something you need to be concerned about. But I know, Jean, you know, you've been all over the place. You've been on national television. You have, you know, traveled, as you said, you know, basically the world. And, you know, you have so much that you've shared with people. And you even will go into a person's town. So if you go to College Prep Genius, you can find out how to host a college prep class in your town and how to get Jean there. And there's some really, you know, reasonable cost for that as well. And that might be something that you're interested in doing for those of you listening. All right. Well, Jean, I'm going to ask you a question that I know is going to come up more and more. And that is with the Common Core standards. And I know that they've talked about changing the SAT to match some of what they're going to be teaching in the school. So what are you finding with that, or what can you share with us about what's coming up with some of the changes?
Sure. One of the things that I really encourage people is the SAT, even with their proposed changes, and if you read the disclaimer on their information that they put out, it clearly says that any questions that they put out are totally a rough draft. It's still evolving, and ultimately they really don't have a finished product. So I don't even think they know how it's going to come out. But even no matter what, the test still cannot be about the Common Core, because obviously us here in Texas, we never adopted it. There are 8 other states that are not in the Common Core that pulled out or didn't adopt it. Many, many states are rising up against it. And I think, you know, even private school families and schools are not going to, you know, many of them are not going to adopt it. So the test cannot be about the Common Core, which is falling apart, as we can see right before our very eyes. Because if it were, then, you know, then we in the state of Texas could sue the College Board, or a homeschooler or a private school company could sue them and say, this is a very unfair test. This is a very elite test. So this leads me to believe that it ultimately still has to come down to a test that's still going to be about logic and critical thinking, because that's the only fair way to compare any student, no matter where you live or no matter what state, you know, what state you live in or what school you go to. So I just want to, you know, alleviate fears. You know, they're making the essay optional. They're removing some big vocabulary words. They're giving more documents, you know, for you to read and have evidence over. But it's, again, it still is going to be an objective test. It can't be subjective. And so that means they're obviously going to use the same recurring patterns. That's the very reason why it's called a standardized test. The very word standardized means that they keep the same patterns, the same profiles, you know, the same standards. So, you know, we at College Prep Genius are on top of it. You know, we are looking at the questions that they've released. But, again, their disclaimer really is a little alarming to me, because it says we don't have a final product, because we really don't know how it's going to turn out. And that is on their own information. It says it's evolving, and we're simply just putting out some rough draft examples. And so any company out there that proclaims to tell you that they have the secrets to the new SAT, please let that be a red flag to you, because until the College Board releases a full-length SAT test, which they will March of 2015, nobody's going to know, you know, what's going to be on the new test. So just be very, very careful. And you know, we'll adjust accordingly to whatever we need to do, but, you know, I feel that, with our success rate of the last 10 years, you know, I think people already know that we're going to, you know, have a product they can trust, you know, when it does change in a couple of years.
Yeah, I think that's great, Jane, and I'm sure you will. So, you know, I really appreciate you coming on today and sharing all of these things with us. And I'm excited that you have a show on this network, and we'll be recording, you know, moving forward. So those of you who are listening, you can find it at ultimatehomeschoolradionetwork.com, and on the front page, on the home page, there is a button that is, it says on there, College Prep Genius, with Jean's beautiful picture. Of course, it's tiny on the site, but it's on that, and you know, you'll be able to find the link to her show page for her radio show. Well, Jean, I look forward to hearing your show as you move forward with that, and also letting you know and keeping you posted on how my kids do with their tests. And you know, and I'm, as you were talking, I'm thinking, gosh, you know, I should almost have my 14-year-old, who's working a few years above grade level, you know, take the PSAT and then also take the SAT quick before before the March, you know, deadline, and just get those two tests done.
Right. And it's not the test is not changing for 2 years until 2016, but okay. You're so right. Start your kids early. The longer you wait, the less time you have to improve. There are $24 billion worth of scholarships out there. And start now. I mean, it can pay off such big time, you know, for your kids. And it can be life-changing. And I think for us, you know, when we threw away 7 trash bags full of college offers, you know, our dilemma went from, you know, how do we pay for college to where do we go? I mean, that was our dilemma because, you know, we had so many offers. And like I said, we're nobody. I mean, that can happen to anybody. It really just comes down to learning how to take the test and practicing. And when you start your younger kids, it's a lot less pressure on them as opposed to the older ones who tend to be overwhelmed with school and homework and sports and jobs and piano or whatever. So the younger kids can start internalizing the strategies and treat it more like a marathon as opposed to, you know, going out running 26 miles the first day you train. Most people are going to run out and run maybe a mile or two and then build up to it. So definitely start your young ones. I'm a big believer in starting at least in ninth grade, even in eighth grade, and I teach a lot of sixth graders as well.
Yeah, because my son is an eighth as he was starting this. And it's interesting because they do have different outlooks. Like Mike's all about getting ready to be timed, you know, and Anne's like, no, I need to understand, you know, more of the strategy and get that down. I really want to get that down, you know, and he's all about, let's just get this baby going and I want to start timing and seeing how I'm going to get done. And it's not all about getting it right now, you know, but it's, you know, different personalities of children as well. And I was listening to both of them today and thinking, oh gosh, this is going to be fun. So, yeah, you know, it is fun to watch them. And, you know, again, I'm just beyond delighted that we connected, that you have put this incredible program together. And, you know, for those of you listening, just be on the lookout, you know, go to collegeprepgenius.com and you'll be surprised where Jean is going to be, because she's going to be all over the place. So we're just blessed that you have a show on our network, Jean. I appreciate that, and I look forward to, you know, what else you'll be sharing with us in the future. So thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, Felice. I appreciate it. Have a great day down there in Florida.
Oh, you too, in Texas. Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for joining another episode of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show. Please connect with me, Felice Gerwitz, and all of our show hosts on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network on Facebook. Until next time, keep smiling.